Then what is the thing you fry eggs in?
A pan or skillet.
Would you use both?
I consider it the same thing, a frying pan and a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Which would you first say?
A pan.
All right. Would you have a name for one that had legs on it, a very old-fashioned one that they used to use to cook in the fireplace?
A Dutch oven.
Okay, good, yeah. I wouldn't have known that. What about an electric one?
Electric skillet.
Mm-hmm. All right. What would you call other little electric appliances? Just name several.
Electric can opener.
Okay, well, things to cook in,
okay,
really.
Okay, a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
Electric to cook in, huh? A wok. You get electric woks these days.
Yeah.
What
do you call the new type of oven that cooks very fast?
Oh, a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a toaster oven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good enough. Did you ever see a big black vessel that would be kept out in the backyard that was used to boil clothes in? This goes way back.
A pot?
Yeah. Yeah, they call them pots. How about something that would be used to boil water in for tea?
A kettle.
Mm-hmm. And a container for cut flowers in the house?
A vase.
And how about for growing flowers?
Clay pot.
Good. And what are the eating utensils that you would set at the plate?
A fork, knife, spoon.
Mm-hmm. If you had more than one knife, you'd have two.
Knives.
All right. And if the dishes are dirty, you say, I must go and...
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, she...
dries them.
Well, before...
rinses them.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you wash the dishes with?
A rag.
Okay. And what do you dry them with?
A dish rag.
Okay. And what do you wash your face with?
A washcloth.
And what do you dry yourself with after a bath?
A towel.
Mm-hmm. And at the sink, what is the thing that you turn on to get water out?
Faucet.
Suppose there were one out on the side of the house that you'd hook your hose to. That's a...
faucet is the only thing that comes to my mind.
And suppose it were on some sort of a portable container for water. Some sort of a cooler. If it had a little handle for turning on.
Huh? Yeah, I don't.
You would say turn on the, open them, or would you still say faucet?
No, I'm sure I have another word for it, but it's not coming to my mind.
Hydrant, spigot,
yeah.
Spigot.
Okay, what? A hydrant.
Okay, is that really what
yeah.
you'd use? All right. You would say it was so cold last night that our water pipes did what?
Burst.
Mm-hmm. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would?
Burst.
Yeah. Then where would you go to, what would you call the big store where you'd go to buy your groceries?
Grocery store.
Would you have any other general names like that?
Market, but I don't use that word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about a small neighborhood store?
7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. You'd use that even if it were not a 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I would yeah.
That's fine. And then what about a specialty type store where they sell special meats, and maybe kosher meats, and special salads?
Delicatessen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in buying things back in the good old days, people used to buy flour in a big wooden container. That's
a barrel.
Mm-hmm. What's a smaller one that nails would come in?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. And then the metal bands that run around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
I don't know what they're called, but yeah, they do have metal bands.
Okay, well, the same word is used for the things that make the skirt stand way out.
Rims?